May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 731. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. 731.
Thank you. let us read from the first book of Kings, chapter 19. The first book of Kings, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. And he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in my room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. Thy promise is to meet with those that fear thy great and holy name. O, mercifully fulfill thine own word now at this evening hour, and enable us to venture before thee with some measure of humble holy boldness of faith, looking unto one crucified upon Calvary's tree, now risen at the Father's right hand in glory. Oh, may there be a savour of Christ in the few things that might be spoken in thy name. Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Oh, make to us salvation known and witness with the blood. May we not alone bow our heads before thee, but in spirit revere thy great and holy name. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. May it be that such that are in darkness shall behold that light of the gospel, that they might see by faith that way of redemption through Jesus' righteousness and precious blood. Oh, may it be that many, Lord, shall so worship thee in spirit and in truth, and there be that wrought in thy name. We think of that notable miracle wrought of old in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Lord, we have such cares and concerns. We pray, O Lord, that thou wouldst not pass us by, but yet confirm thine own work and word, and enable us, Lord, to look alone unto thee amidst the multitude of these cares, these concerns, and these perplexities. We pray thou wouldst make rough plain and crooked straight. Oh, for thy great name's sake, for the glory of thy great and holy name, do thou it. O most gracious God, may there be those who shall yet, having waited upon thee, raise up those Ebenezers to thy praise. We are unworthy of the least of thy notice. Lord, our groanings are not hid from thee. Infirmities abound in one way or another. Weakness often felt. Oh, hath there not been that expressed? Thy faith is feeble. We confess it, Lord. We faintly trust thy word. But wilt thou pity us the less? Be that far from thee, Lord. Like thy disciples upon that sea of Galilee, Lord, we are troubled. The waves rise high. The winds do blow. And what shall become of us? O Lord, Do stay, we beseech thee, by thine almighty word, these ragings within and without. And may, O Zion, yet know a little of that peace of God that passeth all understanding. We pray thy blessing, Lord, upon this church and congregation. Oh, that thou wouldst bless them indeed. Oh, that thou wouldst keep and preserve them, Lord, in this day of evil. Oh, that thy face might shine upon them, Lord. And in those instances where there is sadness and distress, oh, may their countenance yet rejoice in the Lord, their God. We pray, Lord, for younger friends, for the families, and ask, Lord, that those petitions sought of thee might receive those answers of peace. Hear the parents' cry, the grandparents' petition, and those prayers, Lord, of the church and congregation here. Do further thy work to thine own honour and thy glory. We are made acquainted with the fact that a little one, Lord, hath been born into their midst. We thank thee thus far. Thou hast been particularly mindful in the circumstances that abound. Pray, Lord, oh, that the little one may gain strength day by day and be as that witness to the power of God to deliver. So remember parents here and grandparents. Oh, Lord, we pray thou wouldst raise up many yet, a generation to serve thee in their day, a people to call thee blessed, those to walk in those old paths wherein is that good way. Keep our young friends, Lord, in those paths of further education. As some, Lord, at this season of the year commence those studies, amidst those with whom they are unfamiliar. Oh, do keep them, Lord, we pray thee, from the evils that abound in these places. Preserve them, Lord, and may that constraint be laid upon their spirit, remembering those things they've heard in the home, in the sanctuary, and others, Lord, that have passed through those years, now taking on the further responsibilities of life, with family cares and many other concerns. Oh, Lord, we pray for provision for them in these dark days wherein evil abounds, and opposition, Lord, rages against those that would even mention thy most holy name. O Lord, do keep, we pray, and further thy work even through those darksome paths of affliction, whether it be a body, mind, circumstance, or soul. We pray, Lord, over those, Lord, in hard, amidst hard cases, that thou wouldst resolve these matters, Lord, to thine own honour and thy glory, that the secret things might be revealed. Oh, do we not read, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Lord, we pray, oh, for that persuasion of thy Spirit. I've chosen thee. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Lord, wherein it is in that furnace of affliction, do sanctify those losses and those crosses, we pray. May we, Lord, glory in those infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon us. We pray, Lord, for our aged friends in the eventide of their lives, and ask, O gracious God, thou sustain even down to the last breath. Thy promise, though, stands even to hoary hairs. Lord, we pray, oh, that they may have that assurance confirmed again and again, persuaded that thou art able to keep that they have committed unto thee against that day. May we each be prepared. We know not when it shall be, but this we know. If thou dost tarry, ere long there shall be that, Lord, being brought down even to the swellings of Jordan. How swiftly those years have gone. Scarce can we believe it. Yet so it is. Oh, prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Remember Zion, Lord. Oh, bless thine own word and thy messengers in the churches, we pray. Further thy work in these dark days. Grant, Lord, that humble spirit, that spirit of the publican, God be merciful unto me, a sinner. Lord, go on to be gracious, we pray. Return in mercy unto Jerusalem. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Lord, we ask thou wouldst be mindful of thine scattered throughout the world. Oh, help us to pray for one another, to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh, Lord, do remember thy national people. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as in heaven. And now, Lord, oh, undertake for they that hear, and one that would speak in thy name, do clothe the word, we pray, with power from on high. Give clarity of thought, clearness of expression, but above all, grant us thy Holy Spirit. Preserve us from fleshly presumptions. Oh, grant us that needed grace to speak as prompted by thy Holy Spirit. Lord, these mercies we ask, along with every unmentioned favour, seeking the pardon of our every sin, and begging for a thankful heart. Oh, that thou dost not cut us off so as those cumbers of the ground, still maintains our lot, e'en in weakness and distress. Lord, have mercy, we pray, upon such ground we venture, thou knowest. We speak not with feigned lips, but Lord, from the heart, have mercy upon us. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 762. How soft the words my Saviour speaks, how kind the promises he makes. A bruised reed he never breaks, nor will he quench the smoking flax. Hymn 762.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the grace of dependence upon him. We venture to the word you'll find in the first book of Kings, from chapter 19. We read the last part of the 7th verse. One Kings, chapter 19, these words from the 7th verse. Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. These words have laid upon one spirit, even from leaving home this morning. I trust there is a purpose coming amongst you in all felt weakness. The Lord hath so determined that his word shall be as a direction unto those who feel, or such insufficiency in and of themselves, to continue in that path in which the Lord himself hath brought them into. The journey is too great for thee. We each, without exception, are found in the journey of life. It is quite expected that they that are young in years look with some measure of expectation and pleasure with life before them, and in so doing it is for them to go forward and enjoy those lawful pleasures of this life. We do not decry them. Others, perhaps having been some way and some time in the journey of life, find that so many things come in their paths that causes them weariness, fainting of spirit. Indeed, they might say with the psalmist, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Elderly friends, naturally, are acquainted with infirmities, and at times they express themselves in such a way that it reveals that has become so great, they scarce know how to continue. The journey is too great for thee. But here, oh, if we would, by the Spirit of God, delve a little into the deep that couches beneath, we're conscious that there are those responsibilities to be undertaken. And is it not said, omnipotence hath his servants everywhere? The Almighty God can and doth work without means, but it hath pleased him for the magnifying of his glory and grace in the hearts of believers to use even means to further his work in Zion. He did so in years past. He continues to do so in the present day, and this we are assured of. He will yet raise up those laborers, men and women of God, who, by the strength of the Almighty, are enabled to venture upon him and to make mention of his righteousness. Do we not read again in the Psalms, I will go in the strength of the Lord and make mention of his righteousness. And if I remember correctly, oh, the context there speaks of the frailty that is attendant upon advanced years, when such are being indeed very much so weakened in the way the Lord their God is leading them. I will go in the strength of the Lord and make mention of his righteousness, his alone. Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually unto thee. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. One weakened, bruised reed, feeble knees, one whose dependence is being continually caused to rely upon the Lord God omnipotent. The journey is too great for thee. How many amidst affliction's pathway have bowed their head before the Lord, weeping all their insufficiency and helplessness, begging for that needed aid, that aid of the eternal three to continue in that pathway. Omnipotence hath his servants everywhere, yet he chooseth oft times those weakest vessels to confound the wise. Said the Lord Jesus Christ on one occasion, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Let him that glorieth glory in the Lord. Is not this the intent, the end of these matters, that such shall depend solely upon him who has said and doth confirm, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Therefore thou mayest boldly say, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We turn to the context of the word. We have that spoken as concerning the prophet Elijah. And as we turn back a few chapters, we are made acquainted with that way that the Lord, his God, had led him as he had ministered, the means in God's hand, ministered among the people of Israel. It was indeed a difficult path, and yet the Lord had assured him of his help and had, in a remarkable way, again and again granted him that provision which alone could come from above. Elijah's case is assuredly that of those laborers, men and women, in whatever sphere they're called upon to minister in their day and generation. The Lord, mindful of them, he prepares them for that work which he hath determined they shall accomplish. Oh, think not, if any might entertain the thought, oh, think not, that any are of no avail or use in Zion. Think of those petitions, even of those humble women, they that gather together, and the Lord from those gatherings, hearing prayer, earnest, sincere petitions, has sent reformation, reviving amongst the churches of God. Depressed, distressed, forlorn, their condition, as many others, yet the Lord has so wrought, yea, in paths of providence. I noted in this word in our reading, the Lord touched him. This angel of the Lord, it touched him. Perhaps he's touched thee, oh, in some particular way. May not always be comfortable to the flesh. Indeed, oftentimes, dears, far from being congenial. Oh, it is that which causeth pain at heart. And yet, like the prophet, oh, hath he not supplied that need? Even by the ravens. And there that man, a man of God, was revived and enabled to continue. Yea, even ravens, unclean birds. The Lord on occasions uses such matters, such means to revive the spirit of these laborers in Zion. He touches them and causes them to tremble. They perceive, oh, in that which is being wrought, how that he is weakening them in the way, removing their strength, that they might place their whole dependence upon the Lord. Unclean did not and was not Moab used even for the succor of the Israelites on occasions? And doth not the Lord use even the heathen nations to promote his own glory and to stir up Zion even to great things? They in their weakness, yea, feeble Jews, as they are spoken of in scorn and derision, might yet accomplish those great and mighty things in his name. Unclean things. Yet the Lord is not at a loss even to use such for the furtherance of his work, for the glory of his great and holy name. We further read as concerning Elijah and that confrontation with those that were so wicked in their day, and how, oh, this man of God did indeed confound those prophets of Baal. Here we have one poor and needy, insignificant, that in his own eyes and in the eyes of the people of Israel, and yet by the strength of God, the journey too great for him, could he accomplish this? Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And yet he confounded those prophets of Baal, and a mighty deliverance was wrought. God's name was glorified. Oh, did not the prophet say, oh, let it be known, even this day, that thou art God, that I am thy servant, that I do these things according to thy holy mind and will. Further, as we noted from our reading, a wicked woman rose up against this prophet of the Lord, and he fled. Best of men, 'tis said, are men at best. He fled on account of that which Ahab told Jezebel. that messenger that came unto Elijah. So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. He arose and went for his life. He sat down under that juniper tree. Friends, we see one who through circumstances is in a place of dejection, bordering upon despair. He had but lately seen wondrous ways of God, that great deliverance, and yet here we find him fleeing for his life. A servant of the Lord, it might be questioned. The means in the hands of God to further his work in Israel. Oh, it might indeed be brought to that place. Can it be so? Can it be so? But the Lord was not unmindful of his servant. Weak indeed, faith, and yet, amidst all the afflictions of the past, many such things there are, tearing the heart asunder at times, rending it, yea, and causing much weeping before the Lord, feeling no strength at all to continue in that journey, to continue to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ, reduced to such poverty as concerning faith, and that liveliness of hope. Can ever God dwell here in such an heart as mine? And you know something of this path. What do we read concerning the Lord and Saviour? An angel was sent from heaven to strengthen him. Bore that intolerable load of imputed sin, laid upon him the iniquity of all the church of God. An angel was sent from heaven to strengthen him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. See him prostrate, sweating those great drops of blood. Behold him in the garden. Oh, these things are a mystery, a great mystery. He was rich and is rich. He became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. He stooped to gather up even those outcasts of Israel, those forlorn, dejected, despairing souls, and imparts unto them strength and support. In weakness they are made strong. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength, saith the Lord, unto his servant, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied. Friends, art thou wearied? How soon we give way. How soon oppression. Except God prevent bringeth murmuring. But for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, saith the Lord, now will I arise. Arise, saith he, and eat. Surely these are the words spoken to the characters we've tried a little to make mention of. They're not full of self. They're brought down very low. Who did not Hannah say, he killeth ere he maketh alive? Yet he bringeth down so low ere he lifteth up. Here we have one. I do believe these records are left, not only for our instruction, but for our encouragement. We do not condone, oh God forbid, the paucity of our faith. We groan under these infirmities. Yet, it is by these things men live. And in all these things is the life of our spirit. Arise, saith the Lord, as he touched thee. Is it a tender spot? A second time, do we not read? A second time. There's yet that yet further to be accomplished. That to be brought lower still before thy God. Oh, so easy it is to say with the hymn writer, nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Oh, easy to express it with the lips. Friends, come to that place. Poverty, bankruptcy, so weak, perhaps you scarce know how to lift a limb. Every moment calleth out for that petition to be expressed, Lord, help me. Maybe with some in advanced years, coming down to those swellings of Jordan. Oh, certainly it is with some, as they do that business in deep waters. Oh, there they see the wonders of the Lord in the deep, I say again, as he touched thee. Oh, if he caused thee distress, something perhaps so close to thine heart. Oh, is it not caused at times a wrenching, sometimes felt a particular circumstance can only be expressed in one way. It's like taking plaster off raw flesh. So painful. He weakeneth my strength in the way. But now hear the word. Arise. Arise and eat. I see faith here. The gift of God. Wherein the Lord doth command, doth he not supply? Oh, would he so cause such a word to be spoken, had he not determined that that provision be given? Arise. Oh, some of us know, even in natural things, oh, such weakness and weariness at times, we scarce know how to rise from the chair. Everything seemeth to prevent it. Now, translate that. Simple thought. I trust I've not spoken amiss. Lord, translate it to the realm of grace. Arise, saith the Lord. Put on thy beautiful garments. They're garments of salvation. Arise. Faith centered in Christ will go after him as the spouse did, as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, her beloved, her bridegroom, put in his hand by the hole of the door, the effect of that grace, that love. Oh, cause her to rise and go out after her beloved. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? She found him. She found him. The word. Oh, I trust of God's grace this evening. How the Lord may apply it, we cannot tell. Is there some path of responsibility? Oh, is there that to be contended for? Hast thou come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Such a time as this, as Esther was. In her day, in the court of that earthly monarch, arise, arise, take with you words, make mention of his righteousness, plead for that needed help, that courage from above. Arise, saith the Lord, and eat. Faith will be exercised. And all that hath gone before, we speak but a little, the circumstances that surrounded Elijah, the helps he'd heard, and yet, oh, how oft it is we forget these. Yet forgetful of his mercies, our faith fails us, and hope becomes, oh, such a distant thing, if one may express it so. I heard one say, oh, concerning another at one time, a shining Christian. Friends, we cannot come there, can we? Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And 'tis he, He who speaks to the beaters, even they that have at the voice of a maid denied him, to whom he looked with that look of compassion and caused those tears of contrition to flow down from Peter's cheeks. Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, but I have prayed for thee. When thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Arise from such depths, from such near despair. Oh, that look from Christ. That in itself will cause resurrecting power, cause that reviving of spirit. Arise, saith the Lord, in all thy weakness. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Was she not brought into the wilderness? Friends, art thou brought into the wilderness? Barren place, much weeping there, Bogim, a place of weeping. Who is this? Speak comfortably unto her, is the word of Scripture. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably unto Jerusalem. Proclaim unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Arise, pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. Arise, behold those Israelites fleeing from Egypt, pursued by that host of Pharaoh, surrounded by those mountains, difficulties insurmountable as far as man is concerned. And before them, the waters of the Red Sea. Look up is the voice of supreme power. Arise, arise, and then eat. Our natural bodies are revived by the food so bounteously given by our God. We would render praise unto him for the wonders of this rich provision which he hath granted unto us. But oh, think of it. Think of it in that spiritual way. Riseth the word of God, the God of all grace. Arise and eat, and eat. What does this indicate? Faith. Faith needs feeding. We have that divine repast upon the gospel table. Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, ye have no life in you. A hard word in some respects. Yet, O taste and say, eat, strengthening of faith. Eat. Oh, come. Did not the Lord Jesus Christ upon the Sea of Galilee, the disciples gathered around him. Oh, did he not bid them, come and dine. Gospel invitation, free and sovereign grace. rich provision in the gospel. Arise, poor sinner. Look to Christ. He opens his hand. He satisfies the desire of every living thing. Why art thou afraid to come? Why afraid to state thy case? He will not pronounce thy doom. Smiles are seated on his face. Arise and eat. Behold the provision in Christ. Thy words were found, one said, and I did eat them. And they were to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Meditation, oh, that we knew it more. Sweet meditation, the righteousness of Christ. Oh, to feed thereon. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. No effectual covering. Naked we stand before an all-seeing God. But Christ has wrought out a righteousness. Oh, come and dine. Arise and eat. Oh, see the wonders of redemption. That work which the Lord Jesus Christ himself wrought. I must be about my Father's business. Arise and eat. Behold the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rich, oh, rich cordial. Blessed, oh, blessed are they that partake of these favours of the gospel. An open invitation, I speak guardedly. The characters that thus hear the gospel invitation. In our feeble way we tried to express their condition. It is these, oh, an empty void within, oh, such hunger, such thirst, such weakness, such weariness, nothing in themselves. And friends, nothing is nothing. Absolutely nothing. As we said earlier, oh, it is easy to express the lines. It's more, oh, it needs more to know and feel them. And yet, there's such a fullness in Christ. There's such rich provision there. Behold it in the Lamb of God. The Lamb slain upon Calvary's tree. Oh, the very core of the gospel. That food convenient. That food that cheers the downcast. Oh, a little glimpse here. A little partaking there. Some crumb from off the master's table. Some portion for their never dying soul. Show me a token, Lord, for good, a token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. Arise and eat, for the journey, it is too great for thee. Lay the emphasis, it seemed to lay there somewhat as I repeat the word, for thee. It's too great. Thou canst not accomplish it in thine own strength. Thou cannot bear these burdens without divine aid. Thou canst not go forward but for that courage imparted by God the Spirit. But he, oh blessed be God, the dear Redeemer, he goeth before his sheep. Yea, and his lambs. May those bleatings of the lambs be heard, even in this sanctuary. May they be heard in Zion. Arise, may be a voice to some, oh, to take up that yoke, the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to make mention of the great things, the wondrous things. But then you say, what do I know? What do I feel? Oh, such a weak, worn creature. Did Jesus once upon thee shine? Then Jesus is forever thine. Arise and eat. I think of John, the aged apostle. Oh, would he not have considered his work accomplished as he was banished to the Isle of Patmos? But the Lord had yet those great things to accomplish. And through that instrumentality of his servant, those means in his hands, those things were written for the encouragement of the Church of Christ in all ages. Arise and eat. 'Tis not, it comes thus in this way as we come to the close. 'Tis not for us to determine the usefulness of anything that is wrought in the name of the Lord. 'Tis for us to obey by the grace of God his own word. And what doth he say at this evening hour? Well, how doth he speak? Yea, to the little ones, to those that bear responsibilities, cares and concerns and great difficulties in the path. But what are they? Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. Arise and eat. Or may the Lord bless his own word, prosper it to his own honour and glory. Forgive everything that is of the flesh. Prosper that which is of the spirit. May, oh may there be that raising of Ebenezer's to his praise hitherto. In all this weakness, weariness, amidst all the pressing afflictions, the thorns in the flesh, we cannot begin to enumerate them, but still hitherto hath the Lord helped me. And he that hath helped thee hitherto will help thee all thy journey through. Oh, for faith, more solid faith, more confidence in him. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Gerald Buss, God willing, will take our Harvest Thanksgiving service on Saturday. Let us close with hymn 462. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. 462.
the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.